The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, over the weekend, the Taoiseach and Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, floated the idea of one-off payments towards environmentally friendly energy measures such as heat pumps and efficient cars. The suggestion comes in the backdrop of that global energy crisis we were just chatting about there. Oil prices above $100 a barrel for much of the past 2 months. Lisa Ryan is a professor in energy economics at the UCD School of Economics and joins us now. Lisa, what do you make of what Simon Harris had to say? Is this a good idea?
Well, yes, I think it is a good idea because right now we've been thinking so far of helping people in the short term with tax relief, but effectively we're just subsidising fossil fuels. And of course, it was important to do that as, you know, people were in really hardship over the energy crisis. But what we need to be thinking of is how can we move away from fossil fuels? And the measures that Simon Harris is talking about is the ones that we have been thinking about for a long time, which is how can we, you know, increase the rate at which people are transitioning to heat pumps and to electric vehicles, basically away from oil and gas.
The main complaint I hear, and I think it's a very legitimate complaint from people saying, yeah, look, there are these measures here, but firstly, it's hugely expensive. It doesn't cover the cost. And like the outlay is massive. It'll take me years to get a return. And the second thing they say is you have to make the outlay first before you get the grants. Now, I'm not sure there's a way around that one. But do you identify with those concerns that people are expressing?
Yes, of course. And I mean, there's no doubt about it that, you know, if you just take heat pump, for example, like this is something that is very suitable to the Irish climate and to the type of houses we live in. You know, we have 700,000 people still heating their homes with oil. Like you don't see that anywhere else in Europe. Even in urban areas like in Dublin here, we see a lot of the houses that were built in the 70s are still using oil boilers and they could be transitioned to heat pumps. But it's very disruptive for starters. And I think that's one of the things that really put people off, as well as the cost, of course. The government did double the grant available for heat pumps in just in January there. And apparently the numbers have really increased as a result, but they're still much lower than we would need. And you're right. The other thing that you've said is that they, you know, that you have to pay it up front and then you claim it back afterwards. And that is very difficult for people. So there could be some kind of restructuring. I mean, right now the grant for a heat pump is €12,500, which is nearly the full cost of a heat pump. The problem is that the heat pump alone isn't where it stops. You have to invest in insulation and the wider deep retrofit is more expensive.
I was going to ask you, and look, sorry, I'm obviously by no means an expert in this. I'm just repeating what I've heard, and you may tell me it's incorrect. But what I have heard about heat pumps is that they work really well in a brand new home, an A-rated home. But if you don't have that, if you have a house that's not hermetically sealed practically, that heat pumps don't work as efficiently. Is there truth to that?
Well, I mean, they definitely work much better in a more insulated house. And in fact, with the SEI grant, you won't get the grant unless you upgrade the insulation. So that's the cost that comes with the heat pump. So yeah, you can't put a heat pump in, or well, you could, but you wouldn't be advised to put a heat pump in a G-rated house, for example. And the problem that
can
we have is
can you put it in a C-rated house?
I think you have to be, I'd have to check it. I think it was B2 or maybe B3, but okay. In the Bs, yeah. But what we really need is all those G and F rated houses that are, most of them are on oil boilers. They are very uncomfortable to live in, very drafty, and they're also very costly to heat. And they're the ones that we need to target right away.
Are you optimistic that we can make progress in this area? Like, I know last week the government brought out the figures for the number of people who'd applied, and like they're big numbers, but in the overall scheme of things, in the overall scheme of two million households, it's kind of a drop in the ocean. And you know, it's only a few years since we were talking about the war in Ukraine and the impact that had on gas prices and the need to move away from fossil fuels. We're back talking about it again. Are you confident that if there's another similar conflict in 3 or 4 years' time, that we will be in a better place?
Well, I mean, I don't know about confidence. I mean, the number who have applied this year since the grant was doubled increased by 95%, but we're still only at, you know, a few hundred people applying for it. I suppose the one bit of optimism is that we need to build so many new homes, and all of those new homes, 95% of new homes built now do have heat pumps. So there's that. And the other, I suppose, positive is that if you look at solar PV, people have gone mad for solar PV, even though the actual rate of return compared to the grant is actually much lower than a heat pump. If you look at the first 3 months this year, over 10,000 people applied for grants for heat pump, solar PV. So if people can get their heads around solar PV, and it is less disruptive. I think it's this disruption factor people really don't like with heat pumps. You would think, well, maybe we can do it, you know, and other countries have, you know, gone from nowhere to putting in heat pumps. They did it about 10, 20 years ago. So, you know, I think Ireland, we can be good at things if we just all go together, but it's sort of, we seem to move en masse, and we haven't quite got there yet.
Is there an appetite among people to move away from fossil fuels, do you think, or are we addicted to our fossil fuels?
I would think that people would love to have, you know, lower heating bills, and I think a lot of people will be very, very worried about next winter. I mean, heating oil, it rose in price a lot more quickly than petrol and diesel. If you think of the fuel protests, it was a lot about petrol and diesel, but I think that was mainly just because the heating season had come to an end. But heating oil, you know, the prices were doubling when the invasion happened. And so I think that'll be a big driver for a lot of people, and also to have a more comfortable home to live in. So I think they will, yeah. I do think people would like to. Rental homes, I think, need to be targeted a lot more, where landlords haven't invested maybe in the homes, that, you know, because they don't really benefit from the lower heating bills as the tenants that pay for them. So that's where we should be maybe pushing landlords a lot more.
So in terms of what the Taoiseach said on the other night, you're saying, yeah, but we need more of that. I mean, it is going to require more incentives from the state to get people to that point.
I think it will. I mean, we saw last year that, you know, we have a warmer homes program where for lower income families that you can you get the full cost of the retrofit covered, and the highest number of homes had that covered last year. The grant was raised, but I think there's going to be a lot more one-to-one targeting needed, where, you know, people will need to be helped along, maybe knocking door to door around the, you know, the countryside especially, but also maybe in urban areas where we know there's still a lot of oil boilers. They need to be first and foremost. And a bonus is now given of €4,000 on the grant if you're switching from a boiler to a heat pump. And I think those measures need to be pushed out and encouraged a lot more, yeah.
Okay.
But it's the right direction.
Yeah, Aidan's got in touch to say, I had a heat pump and it's a disaster. I'm taking it out after four weeks and going back to oil. They're crazily expensive to run. My last electrical bill was €867. The SEAI refused me grants to insulate the external of my house and for upgrading the windows and the doors. My house is rated as a B2, which is a total false rating. These ratings are given to meet EU targets. Do not get a heat pump, this person says. Now, obviously, look, we don't know the exact details there. But is that a cautionary tale?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are 168,000 homes in the country that do have heat pumps. So I don't know if it's fair to just quote one bad experience, you know. I mean,
yeah,
in general,
fair.
the cost, you know, the savings that you, but I mean, it depends on the electricity cost, of course. But with gas prices the way they are, that's going to be a good gap. Normally, you know, an average cost of electricity or heating in a home is about 2,500 a year. With the heat pump, it's usually about 1,500. I mean, his experience, it sounds like the house wasn't well enough insulated, and
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
He had a false assessment.
Yeah.
Not his fault, but somebody assessed it incorrectly.
Absolutely. It goes back to the point you were making about the need to have the house fully insulated. Lisa Ryan, Professor in Energy Economics at UCD, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.